Well, I think everybody in here knows that was a tale of one quarter there that changed the momentum of that game. That third quarter, we just, for whatever reason, they started to run the football. We were not effective offensively we weren't effective on third down all day, but really we're not there with the three and outs. And that put our defense in a situation, short field, and they did some good job. I think they did a good job of adjusting their run game. And came out there, and you know, we had a hard time stopping it. But you'd like to stop it for 80 yards. When we put them there at midfield, that's tough on our defense, and we really didn't put our defense in a good position to be successful. And I give them credit. And it was too late. We started to get a little momentum there at the back end, and by that time it was playing catch up. And against a defense with that kind of blitz package, it's going to be tough sledding. But again, like I told our team, that was we fought to the end, and that's the way we're going to do it till the last play of the 2012 season. They're going to get everything we have from everybody, and that's including coaches. And there won't be anything else less than that. But they will get whatever we have, just like we try to do today at the end of the game. He was trying to get rid of it. You know, obviously, like to get it out of bounds, but he was just trying to get rid of it. We had a free runner coming at him, and just unfortunately didn't get it out.
What kind of adjustments? You mentioned adjustments. What did they change in their
running? Some of it was our personnel. You know, that we had an answer for in the first half. In the second half, they came out with some different packages that. I give them credit that, they got us. They had some nice holes up inside. But more personnel than anything. No, they went heavy in the first half. They didn't go heavy in the second half. That was the difference.
How much of injuries restricted what you can even try to do offensively?
Well, we got to be careful of some of the things we do, only because we got some new guys that are in there. And you got to be very careful of how you scheme. That we want our guys not to be thinking too much. And, you know, based on what we did when we first started with our OTAs and some of the things this offense is built on, you got to be careful of doing those things, because now you're going to have a lot of new guys having to react and make some decisions that haven't had a lot of experience. And so you better be smart and let them just play, and hopefully just when they get their chances, make the plays.
Can you put a number? I mean, is it like you can only try 50% of what you have?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to use that as a crutch. We haven't used anything. We're there's teams just like us that got to find a guy to step in there and make a play for you. It's not. I don't know a percentage. I really don't.
Mike?
Yeah.
Shorts out today, and they're all active today. Probably about
Elliott and Chipley. I'll have to do a once over on the film, but I know Kevin made some plays, Jordan made some plays. Then we had some chances to make more plays. We didn't make them. That would have kept some of those three and outs from not happening. May have changed the field position. May have changed the game. But that's the thing. You know, you got some young guys that haven't played a whole lot, and when your number's called, you hopefully they're going to make some of those plays. But that's where we're at right now. We've dropped balls. I mean, we're averaging four to five drops a game. I mean, so that's not acceptable, no matter who it is. But Kevin has had too many drops. He hasn't had the number of opportunities as these other guys have. So when but he has had some drops, and those are plays. Those are uncontested plays that he should make, and I know he knows he should make. But again, you're talking about not a lot of play time. He's a rookie. He's just a that experience is invaluable. Pretty darn well. I mean, I thought our scheme was very good. We had a plan for their run game. Obviously, it was effective in the first half, not in the third quarter. But I thought we played as well. With the turnovers, those are big turnovers for us. We did a lot of good things on defense that first half. I did. I thought it was a correct call. Yes.
Coach, it was so early in the game with that first interception. You could have probably taken
that's, yeah, that, again, a tip ball. Yeah, I mean, those are the things we've kind of been dealing with all year long, where we've had some momentum. That fumble with Dwight Lowry, again, you're talking about, again, I keep using that as a gauge of how close we are making some of these plays that we need to happen for our team. Okay, we haven't had a turnover for a score, special teams or defensively yet. We need things like that to happen for our team to help us win, to help us with momentum. And we're just coming up short with them for one reason or another. But the tip ball, when you've got a drive and you're really very confident in what's going on, to not score any points was, well, you're going to get points. Yes, you've already gone for it on fourth down to keep the drive going, and may have gone for it again. You know, but. Well, Montel, I thought he ran the ball. I think Montel every chance he's had. I'm including preseason last week when he was called in to play for us, and then today I thought. And again, that's a very good defensive front. We've faced some fronts this year, and to run the ball like he did, I'd say he's our go-to guy. But again, based on today, he had some cramping going on, so we used the rotation to get some other guys in there. And we're trying to get some young guys and take the pressure off of Montel having to run the ball every time. Made some adjustments, yes. Just the main thing I saw was personnel. They did some things personnel-wise that allow them to run the ball better. Well, some of the things that they were doing with their bigger package, they were doing with their tight ends and again, we were not in our big package, which we were early in the game against their heavy set. So they just made some minor adjustments, ran the same runs, and we didn't hold up on them. And plus, we were out there too long. When you get three and outs, again, you can't hold up if you don't get first downs on offense. So that has a lot to do with it.
How is it that a guy like Montel gets this deep into his career before he's able to show, or somebody figures out, he can be that kind of player?
I don't know. I know that when he's had his chances, because we had some depth when we started the season. We had some depth at that position. Montel just wasn't going to be probably in that rotation because of his – first of all, he's a force on special teams. I mean, he is a guy you got to know where he is on every one of those snaps he's in the game. So I've always said it. He's a very good football player, and now we need him to play a role for us, and he's played it like we'd not want him to.
Last offensive play, did Penny read it as a go and Elliott cut the play off?
No, that was a. He said I was trying to get rid of the ball. I was just trying to get rid of it.
A big package.
The second half, when they didn't use big package, you're not big package, wasn't effective. Not as effective, and we were out on the field too long. Yeah, so that has a lot to do with it.